Jim Taylor, we're at Rock Ridge High School. They call it Ag Day. It's the second year they've done this, the Rock Ridge FFA chapter. They set up stations, and they're visiting with 500, count them, 500 elementary school students in the Rock Ridge School District. So we get a chance to visit with Lakin Parchert, Jr., president of the Rock Ridge FFA. So you're serving as a teacher for the last couple of days. What's that been like?
I mean, it's really fun just taking the kids around and showing them what FFA is all about.
Well, tell us how this idea originated. You were at the kind of the ground level. So take us through the whole process here.
Well, a couple years back, we had our officer retreat, and we were planning out our upcoming year. And I figured I wanted to get the kids involved. So I wanted to figure out some sort of station or lesson to have them bus up to the high school and have them go through a series of different stations and introduce them to the ag industry.
So it's one thing to say you want to do it. It's another thing to do it. So how's it? So this is the second year. So apparently year one last year, I'm assuming worked. I know that, you know, it's trial and error for some of this stuff. So just take us through kind of getting this thing off the ground and doing it.
Well, it's a lot of planning, and I started in July 2 years ago when we were introduced to this event, and I've really just been planning it out since January, and I've been trying to organize and get a schedule down and figure out where kids need to go and when they need to do it. So it's a lot of planning and preparation.
Well, and I thought it was interesting you said, you know, let's get these kids at a young level, let them learn a little bit about agriculture, and maybe, you know, group of third graders here or fourth graders, you know, 4 years or 5 years when they're in the high school, you hope maybe they put a blue jacket on?
Well, yeah, especially in the area we live in, ag is a huge part of our livelihood. So just to get them familiar with that and want to be in FFA and tell them, show them that it's a fun activity and it's what everyone wants to do.
So we're in the middle of one of these stations right now with a lot of youthful exuberance. They say we're in the greenhouse. So tell us kind of what's involved in this station.
In this station, we have Tegan Reed, who's our greenhouse manager. So she runs this whole entire greenhouse. She is putting on a lesson on how plants grow, and the kids get to make their own little greenhouse and take seeds and plant them and so they can take them home and grow them in their garden.
So in terms of how many stations you have and you do this over 2 days, kind of take us through what's all involved with Ag Day with the Rock Ridge FFA.
All right, we have a classroom lesson, which Emma DeCarroll and Macy Hoig are running, and it's about chicks, because Emma DeCarroll brought her chicks from home, and she goes through a whole different series of events of the life cycle of a chicken, so it's more of an animal-based station. And then for this station, we're in the greenhouse now. Like I said, Tegan's teaching them how we plant, and then our new hydroponic system by Charlie Edwards, she's put it all on. I mean, it's outstanding work she's done with it. So she's giving a rundown to the kids and teaching them how to plant without needing soil or sunlight. And then we have our equipment lesson with Owen Bowl, and he's just telling the kids, well, we have different equipment brought up to the high school, all from Rock Ridge FFA kids and their family. And he's just giving everyone a breakdown of what's used for what. And then we also have an animal station where the kids kind of get free range and they get to go pet the animals and just see them.
Well, and I think the other thing, when we do events like this, you know, the hands-on learning environment or seeing it up close and personal, I think it's effective at all ages. You know, I don't care what age you are, but specifically at this young age, it's a lot about that interaction of seeing stuff up close and personal. What type of impact do you think that's had?
Well, I remember when I was in fourth grade, we had my brother, which he actually came to the high school in his blue jacket, and I just thought it was really cool and a really experience I want to be a part of, so I wanted to have the same experience for the kids today.
All right, so give me something that maybe one of these youngsters, so we're talking about K through 5, right? 500 of them over 2 days. We're near the end as we're talking to you on Tuesday. This thing started on Monday. Anything like stand out to you that maybe a youngster kind of asked? Because the reason I say this, I think sometimes in ag, we speak in such a, we like narrowcast, that we think we're speaking to somebody that's been involved in the industry every day of their lives. And a lot of people haven't been involved in the industry every day of their lives. So you lose them a little bit. So, I mean, what about kind of that interaction? Has anything stood out to you where the kids ask you something?
Well, there has been a kid at the equipment station that asked me, what's this used for? Is this a trailer? And it was a grain cart on the back of a tractor. And so it was really just pulling them aside and giving them the whole breakdown. And it was really just kind of cool to see the kids learn about stuff that farmers use in their daily, everyday life.
And then as far as your takeaway so far on doing this, this is the second year, so I'm assuming this is something that the Rock Ridge FFA program wants to sustain. Now, I know you're a junior, but this is something I'm assuming you really want to see carried on by this district.
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from teachers and all the grade schools, and they really love having the kids up here and learn more about ag. So I think with our advisors, they really want to see this grow and take off because they're both new, so they want to introduce new programs, and I definitely think this is going to be a program for the future.
And do you want to be an ag teacher when you grow up, or you just want to be an ag teacher for 2 days on Ag Day?
I thought about being an ag teacher, but I think the 2 days fulfill my needs for that.
So what are your plans? I know we're talking to you as, you know, you're a junior in high school, have a leadership position with the Rock Ridge FFA. Any things stand out in the ag industry for you right now?
Well, I know I'm going to Iowa State, and I know I'm going to go into an ag field. I'm really thinking ag sales. I've been thinking about Kent, but I've just been playing out all my options. But I think something in the ag sales industry is going to be where I end up.
There's a lot of great opportunities out there. Lakin Parchard and the Rock Ridge FFA, keep up the good work.
Thank you.